Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free. Take control of the show. 1-800-259-9231. Hour number two. We're here till 10 o'clock. You can talk about anything. Maybe it's a political issue. Maybe it's a personal problem. Whatever's on your mind, you dial in toll free. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Grab the archives. Last 6 days of the show are fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. In fact, we will take you farther back than 6 days. If you scroll past day number six, you'll find a link to our friends over at downloadradio.org, and you'll find that they are archiving the show back for months for free. It's all free at freetalklive.com. Go check it out. And don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604, or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org or 1-888-532-4604, the Free State Project. And we're serious when we say it's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime.
I
wrote that. I ain't just reading their copy. That's from me.
I think that I thought about it and thought about it, and it seems to me that the liberty movement's been around since, as far as I can tell, probably long, actually, 1776. But certainly the Ayn Rand brought it back to some extent, and the Libertarian Party's existence since 1971.
Correct.
And we've amounted to crapola.
Yeah, we had more votes in 1980 than we did in the past few elections.
I mean, maybe Republicans in the 90s, to some small extent, managed to take small back steps and then giant leaps forward in large government. I'm not impressed.
Yep. So we all need to get together and make a change up in New Hampshire. And actually, there have been some changes proposed for the Free State Project itself. There's a lot of controversy going on within the project about the direction, as far as what the current goal is to recruit 20,000 people that feel like we do, that want more freedom and want more liberty. And then once we get to that 20,000 point, then there's a 5-year period in which all 20,000 have to move. Well, there have been over 100 people that have already moved. They've just kind of jumped the gun and said, screw waiting,
Liberty,
let's go.
I'll take that.
Yeah, let's do it now. And they're there, and they're doing some amazing things within the state. Having 200 or 500 people would just be incredible as far as what they could get done. And so the question now is, well, should the Free State Project change its focus? Should it instead of being, okay, sign up, and then once we get to 20,000, we'll move, which could take a long time at the rate that they're gaining members right now.
Mm-hmm.
Or should they change their focus and say, all right, you tell us how soon you can go and go. Get there as soon as possible. So that way when somebody new signs up, and Free Talk Live has been a huge recruiter recently for the Free State Project, when somebody new signs up, they would basically be able to say, okay, I'm going to go within 3 years. I know that I can get to New Hampshire permanently within 3 years from now. Somebody else might be able to say, well, I got a business, I got all the loose ends to tie up, I'll be there within 7 years. That way each individual could make their own choice as to how soon they could arrive. And that way there'd be some people that could say, 6 months, I'll be there.
I don't think we should change the current focus of the Free State Project, but I think that among the members we could say, we could sort of get ourselves excited about moving and moving before the timeline.
Well, changing the format from 20,000 to whenever you can go, it may be seen as a weakness and fodder for the Free State Project's detractors.
So what?
Yeah.
Who cares about what they think? I mean, there are already some people that within the project that are boo-hooing this idea and saying, it's going to scare people away, and we'll just if you do that, we'll just go to Wyoming or something like that. Go ahead.
Go find liberty wherever you see fit.
Yeah,
New Hampshire is probably your best bet.
And then some people have been claiming, if you break your obligation, then you should just you should let us all free from our obligations. There's no obligation with the Free State Project. When you sign up, you're signing a statement of intent. That means you intend on following through on what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
There's no contract. There's no binding to this.
It seems kind of a little crazy. I mean, the Free State Project is offering freedom.
Right.
And it doesn't cost you anything.
Like, we're going to take you to court if you don't want to come. Come on.
Go ahead. You don't want freedom? Stay home.
Exactly. 800-259-9231. So that's just kind of one of the things that's going on the inside. So maybe within a few months we'll be able to announce that there's been an official change. You never know. Hey, Jason, tell me about PETA. What's going on with those crazy cats?
Those crazy cats indeed.
Yeah.
Well,
these nutcases.
Well, they've got a lot of slick propaganda out there. How about... about how they really love the animals. And they do mm-hmm. everything they can to...
People for the ethical treatment of animals. That's
indeed.
What it stands for.
Treat them ethically, as a matter of fact, yeah.
Well, the organization may claim to champion the welfare of animals, but as many photos of cutie little puppies and kittens on his website suggest, doesn't really account for last week. Two PETA employees charged with 31 felony counts of animal cruelty each. 31
wow.
counts. After authorities found them dumping the dead bodies of 18 animals they had just picked up from a North Carolina animal shelter into a dumpster.
Oh, my
God. My God, they killed them?
They killed them.
Oh, my God, that's terrible.
According to the AP...
These people aren't ethical.
No.
Not by any stretch of the imagination. And it gets worse.
Oh, my gosh.
According to the AP...
Don't tell me they ate them.
There's no record of that yet.
I'm horrified that they would kill the kitties.
13 more dead animals were found in the van registered to PETA.
Oh,
they're killing these animals van.
Oh,
the arrests followed a rash of unwelcome discoveries of dead animals dumped around the area.
Really?
According to veterinarian Patrick Proctor, the PETA people told North Carolina shelters they would try to find homes for the dogs and cats. He handed over two adoptable kittens and their mother, only to learn later that they had died.
Oh, my God.
Without a chance to find a home in the PETA van.
Oh, my God.
How do they kill them? Does it say?
So they act like they're saving them for the press that it brings,
right.
And then they just kill them, and then they go on and do it again?
Maybe their rationale is that they're being ethical by killing the animals.
Right,
because then they wouldn't have a horrible life.
Yes, because
I am the angel of death. I bring you freedom.
Right.
Wow, that's bizarre. That's terrible. I mean, and I'm not at all with what PETA has to say.
I'm not at all a fan of cats, but I still think it's terrible.
Horrifying.
Awful.
Was it just cats?
Oh, no. Cats, dogs, rabbits,
really?
Roosters.
What?
They cover the span of animals, and they kill them all.
Jeez.
As the Metallica album says.
Right. Where was this again?
This is in Virginia and North Carolina.
Oh, so it's not... I thought maybe there's an isolated incident. I thought maybe there's just some animal-hating freak that got involved with PETA just so he could get his kicks off of this. You're telling me it's more than one person involved in this?
It seems to be the entire organization. As far up as the head dog, Ingrid Newkirk.
Head dog at PETA.
As a matter of fact. Ingrid Newkirk. Let me get into this, actually. A 2003 New Yorker profile included PETA top dog Ingrid Newkirk's mm-hmm. story about how she became involved in the animal rights movement after a shelter put down stray kittens she brought there. So, she goes to work for the shelter in the 70s, where she explained, quote, I would go to work early before anyone could get there, and I would just kill the animals myself. Because
what?
I couldn't stand to let them go through other workers abusing the animals. I have killed thousands of them, sometimes dozens a day. That is PETA head dog Ingrid Newkirk saying this.
That's just the weirdest thing I've ever heard of.
All of you people paying dues to PETA under the false pretense that these people love animals and will do anything they can to save them. Stop paying your dues to PETA. It's ridiculous.
You know, most of the PETA members are people...
Become an amplifier on Free Talk Live instead.
Yeah, there you go. Most of the PETA members are just people that think that it's a good thing. They don't really know what PETA does.
Right.
And then there's the actual allegations, and there's evidence for this, that PETA funds the animal terrorist nutcases that go around blowing up laboratories.
Animal Liberation Front, I think they're called.
Yeah, they've actually got evidence. Penn and Teller's BS show has shown evidence linking PETA directly to these bombing madmen.
Right.
This is crazy. 800-259-9231. Can you defend this kind of activity? Anybody? It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us AMP Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific. The most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Call now 1-877-300-0040.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, take control of the show. Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
The Wednesday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Join us. 800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you, including the fact that you can go vote for the show. We give you archives. We give you the bulletin board system. We give you everything on that website on the house. We don't ask much in return. In fact, if you don't want to do anything for us, you don't have to. You can just keep mooching. Not a problem. But if you want to, you can go vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com. That will take you right to the page you need to go to over at our friend's site at podcastalley.com, where we're currently in the top 4 podcasts in the world, thanks to your votes. Thanks to you guys going there and voting every month.
we are in the top four. In fact, we were number one for a while this month as well. It's just hot competition. And so if you haven't gone yet, go to vote.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, there are a couple of big name, semi-big name fellas hosting podcasts that are currently ranked above us.
PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Let's find out what their mission statement is.
And
then we'll recap the horrible story that you just told us a segment ago, Jason.
Let's do it.
PETA's mission statement. Of course, there's a little flash thing with all cutesy little animals here. And I don't see any snakes. I don't see any of the ugly animals.
No, it's mammals for the most part.
Right. Vampire bats.
PETA's mission statement. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, with more than 850,000 ignorant members, is the largest... All right, I put that word in. Is the largest animal rights organization in the world. Founded in 1980, PETA is dedicated to establishing and protecting the rights of all animals. Apparently, they don't consider the right to life one of those. PETA operates under the simple principle that animals are not ours to eat, wear, experiment on, or use for entertainment.
But if
they
you
did
can
not say that they couldn't kill them.
But if those animals, if there are going to be animals to be used for those purposes, you can put them down.
Yes.
And that will be for the best.
Horrifying.
PETA focuses its attention on the four areas in which the largest numbers of animals suffer the most intensely for the longest periods of time: factory farms, laboratories, clothing trade, entertainment industry. We work on a variety of other issues, including the killing of beavers, birds, the cruel killing of beavers, birds, and other pests, the abuse of backyard dogs. PETA works through public education, cruelty investigations, blah, blah, blah.
Well,
they don't say anywhere in there they have a problem with killing animals. And so now we recap this article from the St. Petersburg Times, where...
Right.
What did they discover?
They discovered, well, two PETA employees are being charged with 31 felony counts of animal cruelty.
Mm.
And here's another one for you. The Center for Consumer Freedom, which represents the food industry, a frequent target of PETA campaigns, released data filed by PETA with the state of Virginia that shows PETA has killed more than 10,000 animals from 98 to 2003.
In just that one area? Just that one state?
In Virginia.
Right.
10,000 animals in Virginia?
Yep.
Oh, my God. This is an awful organization.
So I think that the woman that wrote this article, Deborah Saunders, I love her last paragraph, and it definitely deserves to be read. She says, that's right, PETA assails other parties for killing animals for food or for research, or as their website says, they're not ours to eat, wear, experiment on, and use for entertainment. So they assail other individuals and other organizations for killing them for those reasons. Then it goes ahead and kills the same animals, but for really important reasons, like because it's run out of room. Because that's why they're killing them.
Yeah.
There's not enough room. I mean, that's just a fact of life. People don't spay and neuter their animals.
Like Bob Barker says.
And therefore, there's a lot of them. They keep reproducing. Cats and dogs in some areas of the country, they're all over the place in the streets.
Oh, yeah.
And it's almost an uncontrollable thing. You cannot possibly adopt them all out. And as sad as it is, and it is sad,
it is sad.
You know, these poor little things don't deserve to die, but what are you going to do? What are you going to do with them? If you have 100,000 cats in your town and only 20,000 people, what are you going to do?
It sounds like you have a pest problem. I mean, I don't want to be... I hate that. I love my cat.
Right.
He's
yeah.
big, fat, and well-fed, but... I would say that's they become a nuisance, a pest problem.
Yeah, especially when they're roaming through your yard, tearing stuff up, destroying your property, etc. And you know,
and why couldn't it be dogs? By the way,
dogs as well.
Okay.
Dogs as well.
Because you know, the difference here is it's you're sort of a dog guy and I'm sort of a cat guy.
So the shelters, the ones that take these stray animals in, they hold them for a little while and then they kill them. You know, they give them the chance. They give people the chance to come through and adopt them out. And which is the least they can do. Give them one last shot at life. And then they kill them with, usually, I think, gas chamber, I think, is one of the things that they use.
Lethal injection.
And I don't know, I'm interested to know how these people killed the animals, the PETA people that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
what
they
do they
did
do, snap
van.
Their necks? Yeah, they did it in the back of a van.
Yeah.
Ain't no gas chamber there. Very peculiar. It couldn't have been very nice, whatever it was. And so that's why they must have been charged with animal cruelty, because you're not charging the pound with animal cruelty, and they're killing animals every day. So clearly, killing an animal doesn't mean that you get charged with animal cruelty, because I guess it depends on the method in which you kill them. These guys must have done something terrible to these animals.
It would seem that way.
And that's just hypothesis at this point, obviously. But you've got two PETA employees. Employees, meaning they're... Was it volunteers or employees? I think it said employees, meaning they're getting paid. They're on PETA payroll.
Employees.
These guys get paid to go around, pick up animals from the pounds and areas like that, and kill them. And then dump them in dumpsters? Because that's how they found out about it. There were people reporting... Officer, there are dead cats in my dumpster, and I don't know how they got there. They had dead fluffy little animals showing up in dumpsters around town, and so they decided to do a little investigation. And they caught these scumbags in two separate areas of the country killing animals for PETA. How dare they? How dare they claim that we can't own animals? Because really, that's their claim.
Right, when they say they don't want animals to be used for entertainment... They mean they don't want people owning animals.
Or to be experimented on, or to wear, or to eat.
So you can't have pets.
They just want... That's exactly right. They want you to set your animals free.
Set them free!
They're your slaves. You need to open your door and let them run out from your house. No, I love my studio beast. If I let her outside, she'll claw on the door to come back in because she likes living here. We don't beat her or anything like that. But if I left her out there for long enough, she might start wandering the streets and get hit by a car.
Yeah.
I love animals. I want to protect them, and to own is to protect.
You know, my cat comes and goes as he pleases, pretty much, and, well, he comes and goes. I mean, you know, he comes every day, at least three times a day, comes back.
Mm-hmm.
It's where the cat chow is.
Yes.
Yep.
Maybe cats are a little more smart about cars than dogs. I don't know. I don't trust dogs
around
cars.
The studio beast has been an indoor animal all of her life. She doesn't know anything about cars, and it could be a hard lesson she learned.
Exactly. Not a lesson that I want to have her be a part of. And I think it's important to point out here that if you want to protect animals, and I think the 800,000 people that are members of PETA want to protect animals, and I don't think 1% of their 850,000
members. Any idea what kind of nonsense these people are up to?
If they did, evil
crap.
If they did, they wouldn't be members.
It's absolutely insane. What you need to understand about animal ownership is that if you want to save a species, legalize it. Make it legal to own tigers and lions and bears, oh my, and if you have ownership of them, you're going to protect them from poachers and killers that work for PETA. 800-259-9231. Disgusting story. I'm glad you brought it up, Jason, because that's really
indeed
sad. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all-natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Join us on the phones. Join us via email. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. We don't guarantee that we'll read your emails, but it could happen. And join us online, freetalklive.com. We got a bunch of cool stuff there, including live streaming. You get the broadband version of the show or even a dial-up version. It's all free. Go grab it up at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. This is the show about your calls. So let's talk to Daniel in Alabama. Daniel, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. Great to be here.
Good to have you.
Where are you exactly?
He's in Alabama.
Okay. Here. It's great to be here in Alabama. Go ahead.
I'm in Huntsville, Alabama.
Excellent.
And usually I'm a podcast listener, and I'm not listening live, but I knew you guys were on, so I called.
So here you are. What's on your mind?
Well, as far as what you guys were just talking about, I think the most interesting thing about PETA is that their vice president is insulin dependent, which would be impossible without animal testing.
That is interesting.
But, you know, it's kind of like if you ask a terrorist leader, well, why don't you strap on a bomb and blow yourself up? Well, no, I have to be here to spread the word.
That's right. I'm too important to the cause.
But really what I'm calling about, I'm a Free State Project member, which is our only chance for liberty in your lifetime.
It is.
For more information, you can go to freestateproject.org.
Damn straight.
Repetition works, man, which does over and over again. What's the toll-free number?
Oh,
I don't
remember. It's 1-888-532-4604, just so you know.
But what I was calling about is I've heard you guys say, and it's a sentiment that I share, is that in 30 years, the Libertarian Party hasn't made a whole lot of headway, and that's why we think so strongly that the FSP is our only chance.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as up until the move and once we all get to New Hampshire, I think that we're going to really see things take flight. But up until then, I'm kind of in a quandary myself about what to do, because right now I don't know who to support. I definitely think that the LP philosophically is the only political party that I agree with.
Same here.
But at the same time, you've got like I've had the theory put out there that, well, if you're in a Republican state, you should support the Republican Liberty Caucus. And
what a waste of time. I mean, it just seems like a waste of time to me. I understand the Republican. Even the Democrats have a Democratic Liberty Caucus. And if you talk to the people within these caucuses, I'm sure they'll tell you they have negligible effect on these parties.
Caucus?
Yeah, well, whatever. I mean, the idea is, all right, I mean, that's been something that the Republicans have been calling for a long time, because there's this misconception that most libertarians are former Republicans, that
right.
Libertarians are kind of former Republicans. Not the case. Libertarians come, I think, for equally, one part from Republicans, one part from former Democrats, and one part, a whole bunch of people come in from people that have never voted in their lives or have quit voting and fully removed themselves from the system.
Sure.
So I don't like promoting that that myth about the party. But nonetheless, there are a lot of people that say, oh, you guys, you're wasting your time over in that Libertarian Party. Why don't you come back to the Republican side and make some changes from the inside? Forget it! It's difficult enough to get along with the people in the Libertarian Party, let alone these statist thugs that are running the Republican Party. You wouldn't have a chance, one chance, one iota of a chance, of getting a Republican Liberty Caucus person on the ballot if they were running in a primary, in a Republican primary, versus one of the big dog Republicans, one of the good old boy Republicans. No chance whatsoever.
Oh, well, I guess, really, my question is, what do you guys suggest? And I actually have to go, but I'll listen for your response.
Fair enough. Daniel, thanks for the call. I would suggest, I'll just say what I'm doing. I mean, as far as activism goes, I've been an activist, a political activist, for over 5 years now. And it's always been for the Libertarian Party. I said earlier this week, I don't support the Libertarian Party financially anymore because I think they've gotten away from their principle. And I think principle is critical to having a Libertarian Party. It is
when you're the party of principle?
Yes, if you're the party of principle, you have to sign an agreement when you join the party saying you don't support the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. Now, whether or not, how you feel on certain issues shouldn't matter. You signed an agreement. That says something, and you should honor that agreement. So I found that the national LP no longer honors that agreement, so I'm not any longer going to give them any financial support. However, I do give them my volunteer time. Not to the national LP, but for the local organization. When they got a booth at the fair, they got some sort of, they got something that, you know, that's going on around town that I could be a part of to help them out or to help one of the candidates, I got no problem doing that. I got no problem putting my feet on the ground and getting out and doing volunteer work.
I'm not. I am not a. I have never supported the National Libertarian Party. I'm not a member of it. Nor am I a registered libertarian. You know, these things are just things I've never done. I know that
you come to a couple meetings.
I do.
You're not even a registered libertarian.
I'm not, what's the point?
Yeah.
You know, in saying that I'm a libertarian on some sheet of paper somewhere so the government can watch me.
I can do without that. Okay.
Well, they may not.
Sure.
But I just don't see. They're not going to watch you if you are a registered Republican. Either way, I don't think that the Republicans are going to do anything for liberty. I think their evidence strong.
Is, yes. Yeah.
Strong that they're not going to do anything for liberty. And I don't think liberty, the liberty movement, really has much hope any place but the Free State Project. I hate to keep on harping on the Free State Project, but I really believe it's the solution to a lot of problems for people that believe in liberty.
How about you, Jason? What do you do? How do you have activism, if any?
Well, I went to that rally. Went to a couple rallies a couple weeks ago.
Right
down here in the Tampa Bay area.
Right.
Do the show, obviously, and
sure.
You know, down at Ye Old Coffee Shop. I'm always talking up the libertarian philosophy, talking up the Free State Project, handing out pamphlets and cards.
You know, that's really important. You're really good about doing that sort of thing. Is a one-on-one. Of course, you're also out and about a lot more than I am. You know, one-on-one contact with people. You know, if you don't want to get involved with the party, and I got to tell you, again, from being a longtime activist, and I'm sure this goes on in all political parties, it is terrible going to party meetings and trying to get anything done. Because, again, you've got these different people who are interested in promoting liberty, sure, in general, but they all have their specific issues they want to promote, and they all have their agenda that, you know, they want to get through. And so it ends up turning into just a kind of an argument. It ends up,
yeah.
Most of the party meetings turn into just this wasted time where people bicker over little things. I mean, I remember one of the recent meetings that I have attended within the last year was they were bickering over the color of the logo.
How
it's
trivial.
Bureaucracy. It's bureaucracy to the hilt, basically. But this is the kind of thing that happens when you have a group of people getting together trying to agree on something. I remember when we set up infighting is what the board operator is calling it. That's exactly what it is. I remember when we set up the Libertarian Party here in the Tampa Bay area, Suncoast area, there was this bylaws creation. Oh, my God. You want to talk about boring, waste of time, just horrible. I felt like I wanted my life back after this. I did it because I felt like it needed to be done. I don't think it really did. But this whole idea is, well, if you have an organization, you have to have bylaws that tell you how to run the organization. Well, you can imagine that having a group of seven people sitting around in a room trying to agree on actual wording and text and the rules is absolute, it's an absolute nightmare. We're talking a two-month process to get this done. All of that time we could have spent planning activist stuff, like going out doing protests and running candidates and things like that. So I don't know if the party's the way to go. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show. 800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got the bulletin board system there with thousands of posts, over 26,000 posts for you there. Go and check that out and get interactive with us and the other listeners. Over 600 people interacting. It's all free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
You know, just a few more comments on what Daniel asked about during the last segment about, what do you do in regards to how do you spread liberty, personally, on an individual basis? Is the Libertarian Party worthwhile? I think the Libertarian Party would be more worthwhile if it was a dictatorship. I mean, as far as like Free Talk Live is. Oh, I mean, man. It's a benevolent dictatorship. I'm in charge of the show. If I want Manwich gone tomorrow, he does not come to work. You know, I set the rules. Now, a little while back, Manwich, you were trying to finagle for 50% ownership of Free Talk Live, and I said no. And the reason I said...
You said yes like 9 times before you said no, just so you know. Just to make the record clear.
I was torn, okay? I didn't want to hurt your feelings. Anyway, I came to the good decision thanks to advice from Harry Brown and a lawyer and just a few friends as well that partnerships don't work. You know, when you've got one person running an organization, one person running a group, setting the rules, setting the membership requirements, and making decisions, executive decisions. Sure, some people aren't going to be happy with it, but too bad. Let them go start their own group. I think if you don't like if you have that kind of control of a libertarian party and you don't like it, or you're one of the group members and you don't like the way the person's running the group, go start your own. Go compete with the Libertarian Party. Go create the Libertarian Party also, you know, in town and compete, and then see which one does a better job. I think that would help the situation out.
Well, I don't know whether I think that these organizations should necessarily be benevolent dictatorships. I think that they can set them up lots of different ways.
Yes, and
see
I
which
think,
ones work.
I think they're trying to do the right thing. They are the Libertarian Party. Their mission is honorable. It is, but the results are less than stellar. And as you mentioned, Manwich, it's been now over 30 years, and they're doing something wrong.
Yeah,
now,
something's wrong.
What is going to be happening, and I think that the Free State Project kind of takes the right approach to this, where the Free State Project's gathering 20,000 people to move to New Hampshire, they're not saying, okay, you have to move to New Hampshire, and then you have to join the Free State Project, and then you have to write letters to the editor, and then you have to go out to protest. No! They're just saying, we want you to be activists. Whatever that means to you.
That's right.
So for Jason, that means passing out things and talking to people individually. For some other people, that might mean writing letters to the editor. For some other people, that might mean going out and doing a protest. Everybody individually deciding on what the best way to achieve liberty in their lifetimes is. I think that that kind of autonomy is going to result in more success.
That's right. And the Free State Project is a plan for getting people to New Hampshire. Once everybody's moved up to New Hampshire, there's not going to be a Free State Project anymore.
Actually, that's something that I've always talked about in regards to the Free State Project. I think there should be. I think that it should still exist for the purpose of recruiting more freedom lovers to New Hampshire. Sure, get to 20,000, and then get to 30,000, and then get to 50,000. Why not? Why not keep going? That's my point. But for the most part, the Free State Project...
I'd like to talk about activism a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not much of an activist.
No, you're not.
I don't like to, you know, I don't like to stand out on the street and have people look at me holding a sign. You know, I saw the picture of you...
No one wants to look at you anyway.
Okay. I saw the picture of you in the newspaper with the sign, and you'd look like a maniac to me. But anyway...
The sign was honk if you ate taxes. And
yeah,
a lot of honks.
Anyways, I bet you did. Yeah. So anybody who would move to New Hampshire and vote libertarian is an activist in my mind.
Sure.
If you'll get up and go, I mean, I don't think you have to lift another finger after voting.
I think personally,
I like to step out of my comfort zone because I think it's good for me as a human.
Yes.
My comfort zone says no activism. But, you know, I do go to things, usually through your cajoling,
right,
more than anything.
And you don't hate it. When you
no,
do
I don't hate it.
It's usually an entertaining and enlightening experience.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I just have to say that working on your own, you know, not asking permission from the Libertarian Party to do something, go out. You want to set up a Libertarian booth? Go out and do it. Don't ask permission. If you want to go to the flea market and do outreach to people, go. It costs you $11 for the booth. You know, do what you got to do.
$11?
That's what it is around here. Mm. I mean, that's for the worst. I mean, that's for no cover, out in the hot sun kind of booth. You can get a covered booth for like $20 or something like that. So there, that's
your own umbrella booth.
Yeah. 800-259-9231. Did you guys have anything else you wanted to say on that?
No, that's really it.
I think activism is important, but activism in a group is really tough.
It is. Right. And at the marijuana rally we attended a couple months back, it's just too many people. I felt severely underused. Because, I mean, standing at the side of the road holding a sign, it's all good and well, but, I mean... My assets could be put towards...
Well, if there's enough people holding signs, it's pretty impressive.
Well, that wasn't my thing. We were attending that
one. Right.
And actually, it was interesting because the organizer of this particular marijuana protest, we had, like, Free Talk Live business cards, and we had the World's Smallest Political Quiz. We were there to promote freedom and liberty. not just the general marijuana legalization issue. Mm-hmm. So I was giving out the world's smallest political quiz to everybody there. And the organizer of the protest came up to me, and she was being very, very nice. But basically, her message to me was, why don't you stop this? Why don't you stop this and hold the sign?
It was that real bureaucratic, passive-aggressive niceness.
Right. And I said, thanks for the option. I think I'll keep giving these quizzes out. 800-259-9231. I give out like 20 cards for Free Talk Live, so as far as I was concerned, it was a success.
And we've had a few calls.
That's right. Your show, take control. Anything goes in the remaining moments here. 800-259-9231. We got time for you. It's Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, toll-free 800-259-9231. Join us on the phones. You better do it now because we're only here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Hi there.
Oh, hey.
All right.
Blah, blah, blah.
Go to freetalklive.com. We got good stuff there for you. Archives, bulletin board system, live streaming. It's always been free. It always will be free. But we need to tell you about the AMP program. AMP stands for Amplify, stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the purpose is to get the show out there. We're on 5 radio station affiliates right now. We'd like to be on 500. It's very well possible. And it will happen eventually, but with your help, it can happen sooner rather than later. And what we're doing is we're asking you for $3 a month. If you like the show, if you like what we're doing, spreading the message of freedom and liberty around the world or around the country, then if you can afford it, help us out. amp.freetalklive.com is a place to go. As an added bonus, once we reach our goal of $10,000 per month from this program, we will cut the commercial time by 25%. You literally, with your $3 per month, will be buying out commercial time from the show and replacing it with more show.
What other talk radio show can say that they're doing that?
None. I've never heard of it before.
Nope.
So it's revolutionary. You can check out all the details, and there's some extra perks and some extra benefits at amp.freetalklive.com. Quick email from, you can email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. This is from Josh. And Josh says, he was talking about an episode we had a while back where I mentioned that it's sad that there are so many people lobbying politicians in Washington, D.C. for environmental protections. And he says, well, that's not true. It's unfortunate that I would imply that Greenpeace are a bunch of statists when they're not. They're just environmentalists, as he claims, forced by the government to negotiate only on a statist platform. He says it's not surprising that the government would force environmentalists to negotiate as statists only. If the government could have its way, everyone would have to take a statist stance in order to have a voice. I hope that you'll make this all clear to your listeners. There's no reason for libertarians to distrust environmentalists. We're not naturally opposed, so don't let the state push a wedge between us. And please don't fall for the government's anti-environmental propaganda again. I don't think that I fell for any governmental anti-environmental propaganda. I think that my point was that Greenpeace and all these other environmentalist activist lobbying groups, which is what they are, they're primarily a lobbying group,
yeah,
needs to change their focus. And they don't need governmental permission to do this. Start buying land. Take the money that you're getting from your thousands of members, and instead of going and buying lobbyists in Washington, D.C. and making presentations to bureaucrats and office holders, go and buy some real estate and protect it. Put some animals on it and protect them. That's all I was suggesting. I don't think that you have to work within the system to save the environment. I think working outside of the system is probably the most effective thing that you could do to help the environment out. There are already organizations that do this. The Audubon Society, the Nature Conservancy, they buy land and protect it. Why can't Greenpeace?
No, Pearl Jam actually did that a couple years ago. They bought up a bunch of land in Brazil.
That's putting your money where your mouth is when it comes to environmentalism.
I'm not sure. Now, let's be clear. In Alaska, the government owns a good, like, more than a majority of the percentage of the state.
Right.
And Alaska is probably what most people would say in the United States, the most pristine of states. Certainly in the western United States, the government owns a good portion.
Correct.
I can't tell you. So you sort of have to lobby the government. Now, I suppose there could be libertarian ecological.
But what are you lobbying them for?
To let go of the land, I would say.
Okay, but they're not doing that. Well, they're lobbying for protection. We want
they're
you
just
to
trying to work
the
under the system that's currently in place.
And I think I may
agree with him to some
and
extent.
And they're failing. It's been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
The government will never protect you or your land. This has been your show. We will be back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Join us then, and in the meantime, join us online at freetalklive.com and help amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com. See you.